Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
So glad that you're here with us today because we are continuing on this wonderful topic of how do you get to heaven? How do you get your sins forgiven? How do you come into relationship with God? And so, Jeannie, why don't you bring us up to date again?
We're talking about how to share our faith, and we went through a simple method, 5 points. Romans Road, and it was Romans 3, verse 10, talking about everyone's a sinner. In case you didn't write it down before, you could do it now, catch it quick.
Okay.
Romans 5, verse 8, talks about that Christ shows his love for us, and that's why he came to die while we're sinners. No having to clean ourselves up, just realize you're a sinner.
Come as we are.
And the third one was Romans 6, verse 23. Wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And then Romans 10, verse 9 says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, you will be saved. We spent a lot of time talking about resurrection. And the fifth one we have is Romans 8, verse 1. You're ending prize is there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So simple and a road to travel on to share your faith. Another way that we learned another tool is called the way.
Yeah.
And I like it because it used the hand.
The gospel hand.
The gospel hand. And so we've got 5 fingers on our hand, most of us, hopefully. And so on. You know how when you're a kid, you're counting with your fingers, or you're putting your hand underneath the desk and you're doing 1, 2, 3 plus whatever. Anyway, I've used.
Did you do that?
I did.
I did too.
I used my hands a lot to help me to move forward and not get lost and to add, subtract, whatever. So my fingers have always been my friends and helpful. So what I like about this way is it gives you an opportunity to kind of use your fingers once you get it memorized what the first finger stands for and a couple verses, then you go on to the second one, what that point is in a couple verses, and third, fourth, and fifth, and then wrap it up with opportunity for somebody to pray. We start out with 2 questions. You know this is all very flexible, but normally, when we use this in a conversation with a complete stranger, or maybe somebody who just had a near-death experience, you know, with illness, or like you shared one time, you had the car go by real fast at the intersection and almost take you out, you know?
Yeah.
And you have those moments where you go, oh my goodness, that could have been it for me, right?
What's this all about? Yeah.
So you get a new perspective. So there, we call it diagnostic questions. And the first one is, have you come to a place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die today or yesterday when that thing happened, would you go to heaven? Would you have gone to heaven? And then another question we'll ask, suppose you were to die today and you stand before God and you were to, he were to say to you, Paul, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say?
What would you say?
I think we find that most people say, I'm not that bad of a person.
Right.
And if you compare me to other people, if God grades on a scale, I'm not too bad.
I'm a good person, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a good person. So so that's our starting point. And then we say, well, okay, if you could know for sure, because most people will say, I hope so. If you could know for sure, would you want to know for sure so you can have that peace and confidence? And most people would say, yes. So we will quote to them a verse that says, you know, that it is God's will for us to know for sure. Okay, so moving on to the first point that we're going to have on our thumb, we talk about grace.
Yes.
Thumb represents grace, and grace is?
A gift.
A gift.
Who likes gifts out there?
And a gift is not deserved or earned. It's something that's given to you out of love.
Mm-hmm.
So grace. Number 2, our index finger represents
man.
What is man all about? Well, as we learned in the Romans Road, he's a sinner.
That's right.
He can't save himself. Impossible.
We're, separate from God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And separated from God.
Right. And then the third finger talks about God. Who is God? Well, if we look at the scriptures, it says who he is. He's merciful. He's love. He doesn't want anybody to perish. But at the same time, he's just and he has to punish sin.
He's a just judge.
He's a just That's judge. Right. And then the fourth finger, ring finger, is?
Jesus.
Jesus. And we explain to the person, who is Jesus? We might even ask him, well, who do you say Jesus is?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is 100% man and 100% God. That's important for them to understand. And then what did he do? He died on the cross. He rose again. He purchased us a place right. in heaven to tetelestai. He paid it in full.
Yeah, he died for our sins.
And then number five is faith. And we describe what faith is and what faith is not. And that without faith, you cannot get saved. There cannot be this transaction between you and God without faith.
It's the place where we respond to what we know about God.
What we've learned,
and
yes.
What we've learned.
And we talk about in that faith, there's a trust. It's a trust of what we put our faith in. So the verses real quick, I'm going to read them real quick. And then I thought tomorrow we could spend time, we could do a little recital, not a recital, but an example.
Yes, let me get out my piano and we're going to have it. No, just kidding.
We recorded me doing kind of stereo, but as if I was talking to somebody.
Yeah.
I brought up these questions and these 5 points. Okay, so the verses that we're going to be hitting on in that is Romans 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life. And then Ephesians 2:8-9, we can't earn it or deserve it. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Mm. The next verse is Romans 3:23, which we did on the Romans Road, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Then Matthew 5:48, you shall be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Oh, that tells us that we can't measure up, right?
Yeah.
And then 1 John 4:8 describes who God is. God is love, it says. Exodus 34:7 says he will by no means clear the guilty. That means that he's a just judge. And then John 1:14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, describing Jesus. John 20:28, Thomas, one of the disciples, worshipped him and said, my Lord and my God. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the sins of us all. James 2:19, you believe that there's one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household will be saved. So these are verses that we're going to hit on as we go through and take a real strong look and start memorizing the five fingers, which are grace, man, God, Jesus, faith, and then ending in prayer.
Excellent. Now, this will all come together when you hear it actually spoken through.
Right.
So we don't want to lose anybody. We want to know how not only we come to a relationship with God and have our sins forgiven, but also how we're able then to share that with somebody else.
Right.
So hang in there with us as we end up going through the gospel hand.
This gives us a big overall picture.
Yes. All right. We love you. We'll talk to you again soon. Father, thank you for this time together. I ask you to bless my brothers and sisters and encourage us, Lord, that there is, yes, indeed, a way for us to know that our sins are forgiven and that heaven is ours, eternal life is ours. And Father, that we would have a simple way to share that with somebody else. Bless them. Bless each one of us, for we ask this in Jesus' precious name. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.